swine flu. Don't go get the swine flu vaccine.
There is one little word that could save your health. Just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
And if the doctor says he'll make him take it himself, just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
There is one little word that could save your health. Just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
And if Obama says he'll make him take it himself, just say no.
Say no to the vaccine.
I don't need your prescription, I ain't got no affliction. Corporate pharmaceutical teaming with politicians. Put them on prescription, that should be our own decision. Whether we want spending on vaccines or health and education. Soon they enlist the general populace. They adding to the list pharmaceutical benefits. Yo, Alexa Finland, GlaxoSmithKline, Crawford, Mike, and Fine, Scaling, Senior Disease, Macau, Crawford, Little Swine. Your population linked with holding vaccines. Rather let a product lapse and save some human beings. Now death is a kind of debate, so they want to hear us when we're running on the machine. Yeah, another flu, yo, that ain't our biggest threat. What about an aging population with no safety net? So we continue to believe everything we read. There just ain't no taste in their views, please.
Weapons of trial and error, we're smiling in terror at the doctor and nurse. Take a hold of yourself and control of your health and say no.
No, why don't you go first?
There's one little word that can save your health. Just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
If the doctor says he'll make him take it himself.
Say no to the vaccine. There's one little word that could save your health.
Just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
And if Obama says he'll make him take it himself, just say no.
Say no to the vaccine.
Don't get any injection. You never know what's in them. They're all poison.
The needle on the record.
And there's no record that they ever prevent anything.
Welcome back to What's Ailing America. I wanted to let the intro song play a little bit longer because you'll see how important it is in regards to today's show. And by the way, that is NZ Trillion. The song is Don't Vaccinate Me or Say No to the Vaccine, actually, I think. Anyways, What's Ailing America is the ultimate in reality radio with information that can save your life. On this show, you will learn how to recognize the patterns used by the psychopaths controlling our world who have created the living hell we find ourselves in here on planet Earth, especially in regards to how doctors are creating disease and destroying life and administering biological weapons, nicknamed vaccines, which are corrupting our very genetic structure. It's very important for you, if you have not yet done so, to go to my websites, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, as well as drcarly.com. I strongly suggest, if you haven't been there yet, that you start out with the diagrams on both of my websites. The first diagram out of four is the cause of all disease on one piece of paper. And then you can access a YouTube video of a conference I gave in Chicago in 2008 where I'm explaining the diagrams. Whenever I'm asked to do a talk, this is the lecture that I give. Because, of course, it's not just the vaccines. We're being killed in so many ways, heavy metals, fluoride, aspartame, pesticides, the list is endless. And once you see the big picture, of course, you will realize that our quote-unquote representatives, the traitors in the district of criminals, are actually selling us out and allowing us to be poisoned. And this is not acceptable. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support this work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. You can also help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them from me. And I am giving a holiday discount on consults until the end of the year. To learn how I do consults, click on the Services tab on my reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com site. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com. or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. I also have a toll-free number, 888-321-6751, on which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. If you get a strange message that the number has been disconnected, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1, but I use Skype primarily for international clients and radio shows, so use the toll-free if you can access me from those locations. I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. There's the music. We'll be back after this message. Yeah.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're back with What's Ailing America, and today our answer is parents are being charged with deaths of children killed by vaccines. I'll bring my two guests on in a moment. Let me just finish my intro. Archives of my shows for the past few years on various networks can be found at thelightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 800-313-9443. We ask the callers to mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as not to cause interference with whoever's speaking. And please wait until the second hour to call in so I have an opportunity to introduce the topic of the week. And, of course, please also support the Republic Broadcasting Network if you appreciate the shows that are broadcast here. I also suggest that if you want to protect yourself from the biological warfare agents that are being released from the 1,300 biowarfare labs just here in the United States alone, and especially now that Bill Gates is coming up with a fund to start the spraying of vaccines, as he calls them, with drones, that you go to reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, click on the link section, and get yourself a colloidal silver generator, which will protect you from all the biological agents, except for the ones that have been injected into your bloodstream, by them being called by vaccines. For that, you'll need to get a detox. Okay. This is part two of a show that I started yesterday on OrionTalkRadio.com, and I realized it would take two shows to cover the subject matter because it is so massive. And on yesterday's show, I had Christina England, an investigative journalist from the UK, on. And I'm not going to go over all that same information. I encourage you to listen to that archive to hear that information. But today we're going to be honored to have on the show an honest police officer. Yes, I never thought I would use those words together. His name is Chris Savage. He is from Australia. And let me just give a brief background on how this whole thing started. If you go to VacTruth.com, one of the amazing articles that Christina England has written is entitled Brainwash Police, Prosecute Parents to Protect Vaccines. And she had actually found now ex-police sergeant Chris Savage. You know, it's funny how that works out when you start speaking the truth. Certain things happen to you in your career. And she wrote this amazing article in regards to a Sergeant Chris Savage being the first police officer I've ever heard of who has actually come out and spoken the fact that police officers are actually discouraged from addressing the issue of vaccine-induced death when they're called to a case. And, of course, this is a global situation. He's in Australia. Christina's in the U.K. Of course, I'm in the United States. This is what happens. Because vaccines are the holy grail. You're never allowed, medical doctor, coroner, whatever the case may be, you're never allowed to admit that the vaccines are causing anything. This is how they're keeping them under wraps in terms of how dangerous they are. So I thank both of you so much for being on the show. If you would, Christina, I would just like you to give the background of, this article, and how you found Police Officer Savage, and then we'll let him come on since he wasn't able to come on yesterday and, give his story in terms of what woke him up. So take it away, Christina.
Hello, Dr. Carly, and thank you for having me back on your show. Yes, I've been writing about false allegations, Munchausen's by proxy, shaken baby syndrome, and SIDS for quite a while now. This came about because I was falsely accused myself of Munchausen's by proxy, as many of your listeners will know. I've been writing about the topic. I first became really interested when Lisa Blakemore Brown, a professional that was introduced to me by the MAMA website a long time ago. She was introduced to me when I had my problems as a professional that could help me, and boy did she help me. I mean, she saved my children and I cannot ever thank her enough.
Hold on, let me interject. I just want to highlight to the listeners that the reason you were charged with this ridiculous charge of Munchausen's by proxy, which means that you're inventing medical problems in your children to get attention, was because you had the audacity to suggest that your children had been vaccine damaged, correct?
Yes, this is correct. And this would only come about because Lisa Blakemore Brown actually went through the records and went through all the adoption files. I must add that my children were adopted by me, and they were adopted by me as disabled children. I was accused of making up all the disabilities and illnesses that I had before I ever met them, which was quite clever, but that's how it happened. And she noticed that my eldest son, Daniel, had been vaccine damaged with the MMR. This sort of started my interest in the vaccine and looking into them, because at that time, I believed that vaccines were the right thing to do. I believe, like most parents out there, that the governments were saying that the vaccines were good. The doctors were saying that the vaccines are good. So who was I to question the vaccines? I had sort of thought about it in the past. I had thought about the whooping cough vaccine because I'd seen newspaper articles, but that's really as far as it ever went. On writing these articles, Chris Savage came up to me on Facebook, actually, and introduced himself and said that he could help me and he could help some of my families. because parents have been asking me for help, which is quite sad because I'm only a journalist, and yet these people are coming to me saying that if nobody else will help them, please can I help them? And I have. I've been helping a lot of parents. I've been getting them in touch with doctors and people that will help for free to help them and get the diagnosis they're looking for. And we have won quite a few court cases through my help and through the help of the doctors that I've linked them up with. And Chris Savage came and he said that he could help some of my families. And with the information he had, and I started to speak to Chris on through the Facebook and through Skype, and realised that yes, he could help, and realised what was going on. And I think it's really time for Mr. Savage to come on and say exactly what he'd found and what was going on.
Okay, and before he does it, I just want to mention an excellent book that you and Dr. Buttram co-authored entitled Shaken Baby Syndrome or Vaccine-Induced Encephalitis, Are Parents Being Falsely Accused? By Harold Buttram, B-U-T-T-R-A-M, M-D, and Christina England, research journalist. And if you know any families who have been accused of causing the death of their children when there's an obvious vaccine correlation, that's the first book that I suggest that you encourage them to get a hold of, because there are many of us coming together now and showing how this outrageous situation has developed, where not only are the children dying, but then they're blaming the parents, charging them with murder, and then putting them in jail for life. Okay, Sergeant Savage, take it away. Please tell the listeners, how did you wake up as to vaccines are not a good thing, and whatever else you'd like to share with us? And thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me, Dr. Carly, and I would just first like to say hello to all the beautiful people of America and wherever else people are listening to your show, because the reason I'm motivated to speak out on this issue is because I do have a genuine love for the people of America and anyone else that may have been harmed by
a
vaccine.
Well, we have a global audience, just so you know, so you're speaking to lots of people, but go ahead. This is a problem
okay.
all over the world. That's why it's so important that we're coming together from different countries and different areas of expertise to try to put a stop to it, so go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. I did lose my job in the end. I was kicked out of the police service because I spoke out on vaccines. And as you correctly pointed out, you become an ex, whatever the profession is that you are doing, after you raise the issue of I saw the evidence that vaccines were causing the deaths and that they were being covered up and called SIDS. And they've got a new name now, SUDI, which stands for Sudden Unexpected Death of an Infant. But it's all...
Or Shaken Baby. But please, I would like you to, if you would, tell the listeners how you first came to realize that perhaps there were a problem with vaccines because of your own personal experience.
Yeah, well, when I went through the Queensland Police Academy at Oxley, it was a seven-month course, and we studied all the law, et cetera, and were shown videos of how parents were abusive to their children and conditioned to believe that parents were responsible for all this damage to children that was happening. And in October of that year, I started the course in June, in October we all lined up dutifully to receive our hepatitis B vaccine to protect us from hepatitis B when we were out there in the world policing.
Right.
And that was at 11 o'clock on a weekday in October, and I didn't recover from the fatigue after that for 2 weeks. And I went to a doctor trying to find an answer to my chronic fatigue, and I said, could it be related to the vaccine? And he said, no, it wouldn't be that. And he dismissed it, and basically I was shuffled out of the office. You know, that was the end of the consult.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went down a naturopath to look for a solution to the problem that I had, and a naturopath put me on massive doses of ascorbic acid at the time, and I got my, well, I thought I got my energy back, but then I had this chronic fatigue for 5 years.
Okay, wait, hold on. There's the music. We're going to a break. 5 years, people. This is very important. Okay, hold on. This is a short break. We'll be back after these messages.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
And we're back with What's Ailing America, and I'll have to add, and the world, where our answer today is parents are being charged with death of children killed by vaccines, part two, with my special guest, investigative journalist Christina England from the UK, and ex-police sergeant Chris Savage from Australia, who is an ex because he spoke the truth. And please continue with your experience, Chris, and I just want to say, had you been a female and claimed that you had 5 years of chronic fatigue, you can be sure that you would have been sent immediately to a psychiatrist. The naturopath gave you vitamin C and it made you feel better, but you still had some situations. Did you go to any other white coats to try to, you know, get an answer to what was going on?
Yes, indeed, Dr. Kelly. I searched for the next 5 years for an answer to get me out of this chronic fatigue. I'd wake up in the morning and I would want to go back to bed within an hour and sleep. And that was not right. And I knew that I hadn't been like that before. And mm-hmm. this plagued me, and I was looking for an answer, and I eventually, after 5 years, discovered a way to get my body healthy again and not have the problem that I had. But this caused me to question vaccines. I hadn't previously questioned them. And when I was called to attend the tragic scene of a baby who had died in their crib, it would made me question the fact that, well, what was causing these problems? You know, they were calling it some mysterious syndrome, but I would simply ask the parents, what was the baby's health like prior to the vaccine? And it was like a light would come on in them, in their heads. You know, they would say, oh, that's right, the baby was eating and sleeping normally. And after the vaccine, the baby wasn't eating properly, wasn't sleeping properly, and was convulsing and having seizures defecating in a way that they'd never defecated before, you know, making a mess in the cot and going through. The parents would be beside themselves with lack of sleep, and then all of us. And at the end of all this, the baby dies, and there's a police officer at the house. And fortunately for me, I knew that it was tragic for them, and it was took it a more compassionate approach. Instead of accusing them, I would ask them. You know, they're the primary witnesses in this death. They were there.
Right.
They saw what happened. So I just simply ask the right questions to bring it out of them, and it showed in every case that the vaccines were causing these children to go into this trauma, which ended in death.
Right, and of course, I'm sure that you included that in your police report, which I'm sure that no other police officers were doing. So how many times did you write this up, suggesting a vaccine-induced cause, until you were pulled aside and said, that's not allowed?
Well, I was too afraid to do anything like that. I was afraid, like any other police officer, to speak out on it because, you know, I had a family to support, I had a mouth to feed, and I had to put a roof over my family's head, you know, buy a house for my family. I was in debt to the banks and so on. So I wasn't able to, but it was an awakening that happened over a period of 20 years.
Okay. Let me ask one other question. Had, in any of your training, had you ever been told specifically to not talk about vaccines, or did they just not even mention it? Because if they told you not to talk about it, that may have opened up a big question mark by itself. How did that work?
Well, the way they approach it is this. They don't talk about the vaccines per se, but what they do is show us videos of parents doing role plays they're being abusive to their children, like throwing them around and smacking them hard and so on like this, to condition us, along with all the vaccine promotions, the Red Nose Day that happens every year in Australia, to condition us to believe that there's a mystery or wherever there is a baby dying or that dies, you got to look at the parents, you know. Whenever you go to a house and there's a deceased person, whether it be an adult or a baby, you always look at the people in the house first. That's what we're trained to do as well.
Uh-huh.
And for these parents, rather than looking at them as suspects, I looked at them as primary witnesses. So the tactic I would employ would be to get a full statement from them. Rather than me coming out and saying, oh, this is the vaccine has caused this, I had to base my report on their evidence. So what I would do is I would get a full statement from the parents, and they would answer in that statement the questions as to the baby's health prior to the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what this is the way to do it, but the police still didn't like this. And I copped a little bit of heat when I was doing that.
Uh-huh.
Because I was highlighting the fact that babies could have died from the vaccine.
Because you were doing a complete investigation, considering all possibilities. Okay, there's the music. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dolton.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
America and the world, where our answer today is parents are being charged with deaths of children killed by vax, part two. And we have ex-police sergeant Chris Savage from Australia on the line. And I just want to highlight one of the things that you were saying, Chris, in regards to the parents, because, of course, as you said, in so many of these cases, the parents are totally worn out because many times the deaths occur within 10, 12 hours. I interviewed a woman last week on Orion where that was the case. The child was dead within 12 hours of the vaccines, and she immediately suspected that was a cause. And as soon as you mention that, of course, they become very aggressive. But, of course, the parents are not only going to be tired because of all the sickness that's occurred in the child after the vaccine, but now they're dealing with a dead child. And then the police are trained to go in there on the attack and basically treat that parent like a murder suspect. That is just so heinous, there are no words. And I'm glad that the cases of the families you dealt with, that you didn't do that. But obviously, you know, however you wrote up your reports, if you even mentioned the vaccine issue or whatever you did, how many of those cases would you say that the parents were eventually charged with murder?
Well, I was, the tactic I took was to try and at least save the parents from being charged, because I knew how to write the report to do that, to stop them being charged. I was too afraid to expose the vaccines at that stage, because I knew that my career would be finished, you know, within a few months.
Right.
And I was only just starting. I had a small family. I had young children to bring up, and so I wasn't. What I was doing was I was making sure that they weren't charged. I was getting the evidence, enough evidence to show that there was no abuse, you know, proving there was no abuse from the parent.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, it became too much. There was, over the years, there was so much of it that I just was disgusted, because I was seeing parents go through the prosecution. I was reading stories in the logs of parents being charged. I remember one particular incident when I was at Billawilla in central Queensland. A detective sergeant, Roger Lowe, came to me and said, he just came back from a nearby town, and he said, "I've got a really strange one of a baby dying." And I said, "Oh, yeah, why is that?" And he said, "It's a second one." And I could see in his head he was thinking of this Munchausen proxy thing, like, or shaken baby syndrome.
Right.
Because that's what we're all trained to look at, shaken baby, you know, to suspect the parents, you know, what deep, dark, you know, things have they done.
Yes.
But I mentioned to him that I had a video of some doctors who had given testimony of how vaccines were causing the deaths of babies. And would he like to watch it? And he said yes, and he said bring it in. So the next day I brought this video in to show him, you know, so he could have a look at what these doctors were saying about vaccines. And he, as soon as I brought it in, he said, "No, I don't want to see that. He doesn't, you know, don't worry about that. I'm not going to watch it."
Right.
So what they're doing, everyone's scared. Everyone's afraid of the ramifications of going against the doctor, because when a baby dies or anyone dies, they go to a doctor for what we call post-mortem. In America, they call it an autopsy,
mm-hmm.
where they look at the internals of the baby and the externals to see if there's any signs, for example, bruising and broken ribs and swelling of the cerebral cortex. And when the police investigate the parents and they get a conflicting story or they don't sound very credible, they will then go to the doctor and see if they can find medical evidence to marry up with shaken baby syndrome.
Right.
Let me
just mention, okay, that as we said, the parents are devastated, they're sleep deprived, they're scared to death because just the fact that the police are treating them as suspects, they realize, oh, now we're going to lose our freedom as well. And I just want to stress that is it not correct that you're actually trained as a police officer to try to get them to admit to shaking the baby? And let me just say, if you find a dead baby in its crib, what's the first thing you're going to do? You're going to pick the baby up and shake the baby to see if you can wake him up, because he's turning blue and he's not breathing. But they twist it around that you shook the baby before the baby died. And God forbid that you attempt CPR on an infant. It's so hard to do properly, because you can easily break their ribs and cause bruising, and then they're going to have another excuse to blame you. So
exactly.
Is that not the case, that they taught you to try to bring out that shaking situation, because that was a fast line down the prosecution hole?
That's right. That we're taught that, because the theory on shaken baby syndrome came out during my well, I certainly was made aware of it during my training and my development as a police officer. And you marry that up with the videos we saw of the parents being abusive to their children, you know, and also the medical people, the medical doctors are all believing that there's this worldwide child abuse problem, you know, with parents not taking care of their children properly.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you've got Red Nose Day. It all marries up. It all fits in with this program of the parents doing the damage.
Right. Because the doctors are getting the same crap in their training as I did as well. And Christina, if you could, I just want to bring Christina on briefly because she brought up something very important yesterday, that they've now done biomechanical studies that prove that if you're actually going to cause the death of a baby by shaking, their neck is going to break before they develop a cerebral hemorrhage. Is that not true, Christina?
Yes, I was a participant in a conference in Canada in August, and I had the pleasure of meeting Dr. John Lloyd. John Lloyd is a biomechanic, and he wasn't looking at shaken baby syndrome to start with, but he studies and his work led him to begin to start looking at shaken baby syndrome. And what he was finding, he did an amazing, amazing study, and it is on the internet. If people just look into a doctor, John Lloyd, and biomechanics, and then just put shaken baby syndrome at the side. He used his own son in what in England they call them a jumper. But in America, they're apparently called jumperoos. I don't know if you know this, but they're like it's like a frame where you put the baby in and they jump around in it, and it keeps them safe. It's usually attached to a door frame or something. And he was videoing his son, and his son was going up and down and up and down in this jumperoo. And he was saying that, and he took the film of his son, and the son was getting really excited. I mean, he was about, I don't know, he was probably about 18 months, and he was getting really, really excited in this jumperoo, and he was jumping around and giggling. And he started to compare it with the shaking of babies, and he did it with a mechanical doll. It was called a Krabby doll. And it's a doll they use for these experiments and different procedures. So they use them in car crashes and that kind of thing. And they compared this doll in several different instances. One, they actually used it as a car crash where the baby's brain would be shot forward and backwards in a car crash. And in all of the experiments that he did, he was finding that if you look at all the biomechanics of it, the baby's neck and the baby's back would have to be broken, or it would have to be damaged in some way, and for the baby to actually die. And he was saying that the triad of injuries, which they actually call shaken baby syndrome, would come along with if this baby had been violently shaken, and they tested how hard it was to violently shake the baby, and this was all on the film, and this film is on the internet, of how hard it is to shake them. And the babies that are being looked at for shaken baby syndrome can go from anything from 2 months until about 18 months to even 2 years. Now, to physically shake a child of even a year old, for the length of time it would take for this baby to actually get the damage that's caused in the brains of what these biomechanics were finding, would take a lot of strength, a lot of human strength, a lot of anger. And it was physically impossible. They did it with three or four different people trying to shake a doll of about the same weight of a baby. And they shook it, and they couldn't last for more than about 30 seconds to 45 seconds. Now, looking at the shaken baby theory, the theory goes that the baby has to be shaken for at least 2 minutes or more, violently. And if you can imagine how hard that would be, and how you must rip a baby There would be bruising on the arms, there would be bruising on the rib cage where you're gripping the baby and actually physically shaking the baby. And they were saying that these injuries are very rarely seen. Dr. Harold Bertram actually mentions this in the book that I wrote with him, and he goes into like biomechanics in a huge way, and I think he mentions various different biomechanics, and I think this is a very important subject for parents to look into, the biomechanics of shaken baby syndrome.
Well, not to mention, let me just say, as Chris is talking about how the police are brainwashed into believing that we have all these horrid child abusing parents out there. I mean, yes, of course. That's why we all have children, so we can throw them against the wall and kill them. I mean, it's just amazing that this idea is being put into the head of the police officers. I'm actually wondering if any police officers' children have ever died after vaccines, Chris. Have you come across any of them who have had personal experience along these lines?
Not particularly any police, but I certainly have seen plenty of parents, and also I've seen babies. You know, the thing is, it's not just from the point of view of me investigating. When I was in the watch house at Ipswich, I would see people coming through the watch house, you know, one or two people a month coming through on my shift that were charged with manslaughter or shaken baby syndrome. And that's just one watch house. There's over 150 stations in Queensland. And, you know, they've got, like, the statistics are there's approximately 50 parents in jail as we speak in Queensland on that shaken baby syndrome. It is an absolute scam. The vaccines are causing these deaths and is causing these injuries that equate to grievous bodily harm, and they're accusing the parents. But most of the time, and this is what happened in every case that I investigated, I was able to save the parents, and they just covered it up by calling it a SIDS death.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've got a new one called SUDI, which is another way of reducing the figures of the SIDS numbers, because they brought out this Red Nose Day in Australia, and every year we put on these red noses and make us look like clowns. You know, see how they do it? They kill our babies, and then they set up this false research into this syndrome, sudden infant death syndrome, which involves us wearing clown noses.
Wait, who wears the clown noses? The parents or the police?
Well, all the public servants and all the private enterprise, they raise funds by selling these red noses that come with a little elastic tie, and it goes onto your head.
Oh, that's sick.
It is. People are walking around the city with these red noses, and they've basically made clowns out of these people to raise money for this false research. And the way they get the SIDS numbers down is by redefining the death under another heading.
Right. It's called dilution, and they do the same thing with autism. We now have autism spectrum disorder. We have autism. We have there's now a new version of autism in girls. We have pervasive developmental disorder, Asperger's, and that's how they dilute the numbers, is by developing different offshoots, because if the enormity of the neurological damage was actually, you know, put under one roof, including ADD, ADHD, and even violence and bullying, it would be self-evident that this is just an explosive epidemic.
Yes, yes, it is. It absolutely is. I've seen so many babies. This lady that had two babies die in Mara that I was talking about, where this Detective Sergeant Roger Lowe came to me and asked me what I thought about this second baby dying, and that's when I mentioned to him that it could be vaccine-related and would he like to look at the video, and he didn't want to look at it, but it did save that lady from being charged. that's about the only thing that we've been able to do is stop them from being charged. But that didn't expose the vaccines. And the vaccines need to be exposed as causing this. In Australia, there's over 220 every year babies that die from vaccines, and they're called SIDS or SUDI, as in sudden infant death syndrome or sudden unexpected death of an infant. And there's over 220 are dying every year. But then there's the injuries that come as well. And this is all caused by vaccines. There is no doubt. What they do, another little trick they get up to, because a lot of the parents will not make these admissions because they simply didn't do the damage, the police will then, are desperate for evidence. So the ambulance came to pick up to treat the baby, right? And they did the chest compressions, the CPR, which is cardiopulmonary resuscitation, which involves chest compressions and so on. And they put all these bruises on, and then they blame it on the parent.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. If you do CPR on an infant, it's very easy to get broken ribs and all kinds of bruising. Okay, I hear the music. We're going to another break. We'll be back after these messages. In the next hour, we'll be taking calls. If any of you have any personal experience or have any questions, feel free to call in.
Is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
What's Ailing America? Parents are being charged with deaths of children killed by vaccines, part two. with my special guest, Christina England from the UK, and Chris Savage from Australia. And I just want to mention one of the gems in my library is actually a document entitled Vaccine Information Statements, put out by the CDC in May 4th of 2000, which I acquired when I gave a talk in Washington, D.C., and I believe it was 2002. And I encourage all the listeners to put the following into your search engine. United States Code, Title 42, Section 300AA-25. Let me repeat that. United States Code, Title 42, Section 300AA-25. It's entitled Recording and Reporting of Information and Reporting Adverse Events Regarding Vaccines. Now, amazingly, in this document, they talk about vaccine-related illnesses, disabilities, injuries, or conditions where deaths occur. I have been trying for over 10 years to get the CDC to send me a list of these vaccine-related illnesses, disabilities, injuries, or conditions where deaths occur. Of course, there's a deafening silence, and that is why I know very well that they know exactly what's going on, and it's totally being covered up. And they're supposed to be reporting these things when they occur. You know, like with the mother I talked about last Saturday on my Orion show, whose child died 12 hours after the vaccine, the pediatrician should have reported that as a vaccine-related event, you know, to be investigated to the VAERS site. But what did that pediatrician do? That pediatrician tried to get the parent to sign a document stating that the pediatrician had no responsibility in order for the pediatrician to release the medical records. Of course, although the mother was in shock and grief, she knew better than to sign that document. But this is the kind of stuff that's going on. They are not reporting vaccine illnesses. They're certainly not reporting vaccine-related deaths. And that's why it's so important for people to wake up and realize that this is not a conspiracy theory. This is reality. And it can save your life to check things out for yourself. I always tell people, don't believe anything I say. Check things out for yourself. I've been investigating vaccines for 15 years after my only child was brain damaged after his vaccines. And there is no question in my mind, not only are vaccines causing the biggest epidemic the world has ever known, which is vaccine-induced diseases, which covers pretty much all of internal medicine, but that this is being covered up because this is how Big Pharma makes their billions. They create the disease, and then they give their drugs, which cure nothing. And people need to wake up to that fact. Okay, I hear the music. We're going to another break. This is a short break. And we'll be back after these messages to continue with Christina England and Chris Savage. Stay tuned, folks.